10 days in January. In January of 2025, the United States held a referendum that nobody scheduled. The Supreme Court had upheld the law banning TikTok. The app went dark for about 14 hours on a Saturday night. And before it came back, before President Trump signed the first of five executive orders extending the deadline, something unusual happened. About 3 or 4 million American users didn't go to Instagram or YouTube. They went to a Chinese app called Xiaohongshu, branded internationally as Red Note. For about 10 days, ordinary Americans and ordinary Chinese talked to each other without a middleman. They compared grocery prices. They compared ambulance bills. They compared minimum wages. A Chinese user in Guangdong asked her American counterpart to confirm that the U.S. federal minimum wage really hadn't been raised in 16 years, or whether that was just her government's propaganda. The answer, as of right now, is 17 years. $7.25 an hour, unchanged since 2009. What Americans saw on that platform was not that China is a utopia. China censors Red Note. Rural poverty there is real. Political dissent is suppressed. The point isn't that China is great. The point is that the United States, with four times the per capita GDP, delivers a worse working class standard of living than a country we still describe with vocabulary from 1955. Cheaper food, cheaper health care, higher home ownership, a bullet train network 25,000 miles long, while we have about 35 miles of actual high-speed track between Boston and Washington. 1 year later, almost to the day, the platform was bought. The deal closed on January 22, 2026. Larry Ellison's Oracle now operates the U.S. algorithm. Briefly, in September of last year, Ellison was the richest person on Earth. His son simultaneously runs CBS, Paramount, Showtime, MTV, Nickelodeon, the Free Press, and is bidding for Warner Brothers Discovery. The TikTok ban passed Congress with overwhelming bipartisan support. Biden signed it, Trump finished it. The constant isn't left or right. The constant is the oligarch class buying back the window before too many people look through it. The window opened, the window closed. The minimum wage is still $7.25.